The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is how to use direct mail to find great apartment deals. Now, this is an important area, I feel, that one of the key things that we're always trying to do in finding great property deals is to find the off-market deal, one that hasn't been out there in the market, one that's not going to be competitively bid against and so forth. You really want to try to find those little diamonds in the rough out there that you can get below market, and you have an opportunity to be able to get not only a decent price, but decent terms as well, and sometimes even negotiate dealer financing. So what I recommend is really having a variety of different, what I would call sort of funnel techniques, things that will funnel deals and leads to you. And one of those, I believe, is direct mail. Direct mail is a part of any real estate investor's regular marketing efforts. Everyone is, you know, trying to work with brokers. That tends to be the number one source of contacts and leads. But again, it's very competitive. These guys get a lot of calls, and it just takes a while to develop the types of relationships where you will get those pocket listings or those off-market deals. So what you want to try to do is to build up a variety of different ways to bring leads to you. Regarding the broker side of things, we had a real great episode, I think it's 093 recently, with Michael Becker, entitled Working with Brokers and Finding the Best Off-Market Deals. And he outlined some great ways to develop those relationships with brokers that will result in good off-market deals that are being offered to you. And also on I think it was May 10th, blog article that I wrote called 10 Best Ways to Find Great Investment Properties. I list 10 different ways that you can generate these off-market deals as well. So you might want to check out that one. And on that list, you'll find direct mail as one of the various ways to do that. So what I'm going to cover today is just taking a look at that. A direct mail is relatively easy to do. That's what I like about it. It's low cost. It can be easily targeted. A typical campaign can cost you, maybe $1 per letter, which may seem expensive, but you really don't want to send out thousands and thousands of these. At least in the beginning, you want to start off to be able to respond to those that are successful and that do get a response. So you want to make sure that you don't go too crazy with it. But let's say, for example, even if you did 500, a mailing of 500 to targeted apartment owners, that costs you, let's say, $500. And from that, if you get a typical response, a 2-5% response, you'd get maybe 10 to 25 responses. If even one of those comes out as a deal that you actually buy, a good apartment deal, you know, that's a pretty reasonable return on your investment for $500 to be able to buy an apartment building. It is a very cost-effective means to be able to generate these leads. Now, keep in mind the larger apartment deals that you might deal with are going to be a little bit more difficult. Usually in the smaller ones, even in 100 and less, you might be able to reach the actual owner of the property. But as you get into 200, 300 units, you're dealing with a syndicate. There's multiple people involved, multiple managers. It may be even institutional deals. And those are a little bit more difficult to get to the decision maker because usually there's a lot of people that are making decisions in those cases. But it's not impossible. It's just that the larger you're targeting, the less effective I think the direct mail effort would be. Nonetheless, it's still important to have a multi-pronged marketing approach that can cast a big net and includes many different techniques, broker calls, Craigslist ads, internet searches, driving for dollars, driving in neighborhoods that look promising for you. And that's the way you find the real diamonds in the rough, the great deals. So here are the basics for a direct mail campaign, just to give you an overview. Again, you can dig deeper with this. There are some great books out there as well that target this and talk about direct mail. But I want to give you a good overview. Everything I say, of course, is going to be in the show notes. So don't feel you have to write things down here. It'll be detailed out for you in the show notes. So the first thing you want to do is, in putting this together, you're going to be mailing out envelopes, you're going to be mailing out postcards. There are different ways to market through direct mail. You can get people to help you with this. It can be your kids or grandkids, people that want to earn extra money. You can pay them 10 or 12 cents a letter or something. Some people even go into retirement homes of people that are looking for things to do and maybe pick up a few extra dollars. Main idea is you have somebody that has good handwriting, that can write on the envelopes, but it's a pretty easy thing. You can just put an ad in Craigslist and find somebody in your area that might want to do this as well. But the first thing is determining your target audience. Who do you mail to? You really have to determine, first off, where do you mail? Is it in your hometown? Are you going to be looking for people in your community? Or are you going to be investing out of state? If you're investing out of state, hopefully you've done your market research and you've determined maybe the top 3 to 5 target markets that you want to target. Once you know that, you narrow it down to who are you going to target. The people that are most likely to want to sell, it'll be someone who has owned that property probably for a number of years. So you can kind of sort, again, you're thinking about creating a list here, but you're going to be sort by the people that maybe have had a building for 10, 20 years. Maybe it's an older person and they've been self-managing and they just don't have the energy to manage it anymore. Your prime targets are mom and pop owners, people that actually own it or a family that owns it. You want non-owner occupied. You want somebody that, like I mentioned, is self-managing. Sometimes you'll find you're looking in a city where there are out-of-state investors. And if there's out-of-state owners that actually own that apartment building, that's also a plus, too, because they're relying on property managers. And sometimes those relationships aren't always the greatest. You can also look at a building, for example, that has a lot of evictions. You can find that through your housing courts or maybe health violations. So people are dealing with some trouble. It's a bit of a hassle. They're open to selling. You can also look at those that are maybe in financial stress, maybe pre or current foreclosures. You can go to the REO department of a bank and ask for the person that handles those types of properties and situations. So they may be able to offer you something off market as well. The next thing is to obtain a mailing list. Now, if you can get those from the banks, you might be able to get those from the housing court. You may be able to get certain names, but really the best place is your county assessor's office, and you can get a lot of great information there. You ask them specifically for if it's a smaller multi you're looking for, 2 to 4 unit family owners. You also may look at 5 plus unit owners. You can get pretty specific. You can say, you know, I'm looking for something that has out-of-state owners, but they might not, they might just give you the, okay, just give us how many units or what have you, so you can sort by that as well. But look for an Excel spreadsheet. If you can get as many fields as you can, that'd be great in terms of a state, a phone number, address of the owner, how long the property has been owned, those types of things. Then you can sort with an Excel spreadsheet and really get real specific in what you're looking for. They would generally charge you for this service, the assessor's office, but it's not a lot, but it's going to be your best list. You can also go through the MLS, which is the Multiple Listing Service, if you have a friend that's a realtor or a realtor that's, you know, open to helping you out on this. Look for expired listings in the multifamily category. Also, drive-bys. You can, if it's an area you're looking at locally in your community, just drive up and down streets, look for apartments that just don't seem to fit in. Maybe they're outdated or they're run down or they have some other sign that looks like they're just not fitting in with the other types of apartments in that area. Then you can also buy lists, which can be pretty effective as well. Generally, they charge you maybe 25 to 35 cents per name. There are some companies called Dunhill and Claritas, listsource.com, reisource.com, that are pretty good sources for apartment owner names. And you can also get real specific in terms of categories there as well. Next, you'll need to develop a letter. And the letter that you're going to do, you want a letter that's going to get opened after you go to all that trouble of researching and getting this data and this list together. You want a letter that will definitely get opened. So there's some little tricks you can do. For example, if you're doing a letter, use a number 10 size envelope, hand addressed. Again, this can be your folks that you recruit that can hand address these. Blue ink is best and most effective. Nice penmanship. Some people say a colored envelope gets more attention, which is, you know, possible too. You don't want to meter it. Sometimes people will be tempted to do that because it's quicker and faster, but a live stamp gets a better response. And believe it or not, a crooked stamp, if you put it on just slightly crooked, it actually gets a better response too because it doesn't look like some machine did it. Put a return name and address. Some people say don't put the return name and address. And eventually you can do that. But I say in the beginning, you're working with list brokers and others that you really don't know that well. And you want to make sure you have a good list. If you get a lot of returns, then you should be able to get a refund for those bad addresses. Don't use a PO box. Use a real address on it. Some say don't put your name on it. That's possible too, because if they see a name and they don't know who it is, they may not open it. Here's a rough idea of what a letter would look like. You have a headline usually on the letter, just to maybe in bold type. For example, I'm interested in buying your apartment. And then you have, you know, the, of course, a person's name and address, their zip, dear Mr., Mrs. Jones or whatever. And again, this is a rough idea and copy. There's a lot more effective ones than this, but this gives you just a format. First paragraph, I'm interested in buying your property. Are you interested in selling? Next paragraph, I currently hold a portfolio of properties like yours, and I'm looking to add more. As a property owner, I realize that there are a number of reasons why someone may be interested in selling. Everyone has his or her own reason. And my question to you is, are you ready to sell now? If so, I'm ready to buy. Next paragraph. I can close quickly or delay the closing as long as you like. Next paragraph. Please contact me at your earliest convenience so that we can discuss the sale of your property. Call me now at my phone number and list your personal phone number. Last paragraph. I look forward to hearing from you. Sincerely, your name. And always have a PS, because that's your sort of your second call to action. Your first call to action is a message that you want to relate to them is, I'm interested in buying your apartment. Finally, the PS on this one says, to get the best price for your property, call me now at my personal number, and then list your number. That letter will be in the show notes, so don't worry about writing that down. But that's a rough idea of a letter. I think you're going to want to hone and test this to really find what's going to be best for you. Over time, you'll see certain lines, certain things that you say will be more effective than others. There's also postcards, which can be effective. The good thing about a postcard is they always get read, and you can have a strong headline in there as well. You're a little limited on the space that you have to work with. You can try a fancy, professionally done postcard, or you can do a more personal, simple card. You know, again, that's something you test. Now, with letters, it's kind of, you've got a little more variety there. You can have other paper in there. For example, some people like to have a fax back sheet or a form they can fill out that they can fax back to you. That's if they have a fax. A lot of people don't. Or they can scan it if they have a scanner and email it to you. But you know, you can put little gimmicks in there. Some people like to go crazy and do things to attract attention, which, you know, sometimes it works. And so, you know, you might want to take a look at doing something like that as a possibility. Some things that have worked, some gimmicky things. I know Dave Lindahl has one that he puts a piece of candy inside. So you open it up and in the headline it says, "No sweeter experience than selling an investment property that has become a pain in the butt." You know, that's got the candy, it ties it together kind of. But people, they get the envelope and it's got something in it. They are very curious to open it up. And that can increase your rate, your response rate, your open rate, you know, up to 6 to 8%. So, yeah, that kind of thing can really be helpful and really work. But don't go awry. Some people said, you know, are you tired of the headache of your apartment building? And they'll include aspirin and it gets all crushed. And or people, you know, they don't like to get meds. It's kind of illegal, I think, to mail meds. So you just got to be careful about what you do. You know, make sure it's something that's not, you know, going to have FBI knocking at your door or something. Then your first sentence should really be something that draws them into the second sentence and then into the third sentence. And, you know, it should be a well-written sales pitch. And usually it starts with a problem. You know, tired of 3 o'clock calls to unplug toilets or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Well, you can sell and you can, you know, you have a well put together idea of what your pitch is. If you're not comfortable writing these letters, you can find other people to do them for you, which is really easy. You can go to Fiverr for $5 or even 20. You know, if you're really looking for a real professional, they'll write a good sales pitch for you, and you can get writers that are used to doing ad copy or letters for real estate. So that's, you know, something you can always do. Fiverr.com. There'll be a link in the show notes on that too. Always have a call to action. That's really important. You know, call me now. Not just, you know, hopefully, you know, I look forward to hearing from you. Even though I mentioned that in my letter, you want to have the stronger call to action. Call me now. You sign it. It's personally signed, or at least the people that are putting the letters together can sign it for you. How many to mail? You know, you want to start off with a smaller amount, maybe, you know, a couple hundred to start off, and you start testing. You start testing out different things and seeing where you get the best response. Track it. Keep a good record of the names that you sent to and what you sent to them. If you sent them the candy pitch, for example, then you want to track those and see what kind of response you get. Really, really important. When if you do this direct mail effort, you'd be ready to respond. That's really important. You spend all that money and time to put this together. You want to make sure if they call a number that they're going to get somebody. If the, you know, you want to have a good right to your cell phone, then that's fantastic. You can answer it yourself, or even if it does end up in a recording somehow, at least a way to be able to track and they can leave a message. If it's a fax back, make sure you have a fax that has paper in it and will receive that fax. There can also be an email and there are a special website that people can go to respond as well. Those are all different things that people have done. In conclusion, you know, this really should be a regular part of your marketing efforts. Having multiple streams of leads coming in is really an important part of getting those great deals. You could mail once a month. You can mail every other month. But the idea is to be consistent and to just build this in. You can have other people that can do it. You could job it out completely. There are folks that'll hand address and, you know, it just gets more expensive. But if you're trying, like me, that, you know, watch every penny, you want to be able to have it, you know, done cost effectively for you. The idea is, you know, do it like clockwork, and it's just going to be just a regular part of your lead generation efforts. If you take the time and you do it right, just keep pressing forward, you will see results. It's an effective way to be able to to help you in your marketing efforts for your real estate investing. Well, that's it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today can be accessed, as I mentioned, in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And just again, look for the podcast on direct mail. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king, real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.